When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forever Dog.
Who was after that? Juliana Rancic? Why wouldn't you change your name if your last name is Rancic?
I don't know.
I'm so close to Rancid.
Would be a good punk name.
I was going to say Juliana Rancid.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good punk name.
I'm Juliana Rancid. This next song's about me. About me ma.
Yeah. Me ma.
It's about me ma.
Like in Snatch, he was always talking about me ma. Remember Snatch, Brett?
I've never seen Snatch. Brett, have you seen Snatch?
I have seen Snatch, yeah.
Are you a Guy Ritchie fan? Are you a fan of Guy Ritchie?
I like Guy Ritchie all right. You know, my my favorite actor, Hugh Grant, had a great turn in the latest
Gentleman.
In the latest Guy Ritchie movie.
Gentleman is truly a bad movie.
Truly a bad movie with a great Hugh Grant performance, just hidden in it,
He's pretty good in it. Then again, he only is acting with Charlie Hunnam. It's not exactly a fair fight watching the two of them share the screen together.
I call him Charlie Hummina, Hummina, Hummina. A Grant fan. How long have you been a resident of Grantland?
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Can I use that or is that proprietary? Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Great. I'm going to use that. I've been a lifelong, you know, for as long as I kind of was fully into watching movies as an independent person making decisions about what I liked.
Jesus Christ.
Sure.
That was an early on gravitated towards Hugh Grant's acting style and his general, you know, his persona. So I would say like sort of the post Four Weddings rom-coms, you know, when he sort of gets big.
We're talking about Mickey Blue Eyes, aren't we?
Mickey Blue Eyes, 9 months era Hugh Grant. I think that's when. And then I sort of circled back on the Four Weddings and all the pre-Four Weddings stuff later on. And then have been on the Hugh Grant train ever since through thick and thin. Yeah.
Where do you put The Undoing on in this body of work?
You know, I rate his performance in The Undoing very highly on the Hugh Grant performances list. I did not like The Undoing itself. I did not. I found that it was just a kind of a gross schlocky kind of show dressed up as a prestige drama.
Yeah, just so they can name actors to do it. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah,
right.
But I thought his performance in it was very good. I think he is a natural villain. I think he's very good at being a villain, and it took him a while to kind of get to that point. But I'm really glad that he's mostly doing villain roles right now, because I think that's his natural register. Yeah.
Great. Now, do you ever, when you talk to your wife, are you ever like, I love you? And then she's like, she thinks you said I love you, and you're just talking about Hugh Grant again.
Yeah, it's a constant source of miscommunication among us. So now whenever I say that, she has to, if she doesn't hear it accurately, if it's like, is that you or Hugh?
Yeah.
She has to look over at me. And if I'm making eye contact with her, that's you. If I'm looking off into the distance, that's Hugh.
Yeah. Or at your Mickey Blue Eyes poster.
Yeah.
Well, should we start the show?
Hey, welcome to Double Threat. It's all Julie.
Yeah.
And young Tom.
And we got a show for you today. Animals.
Hubba hubba.
Animals.
Hubba hubba.
Wall to wall.
Animules on parade.
That's right. Today's episode is a journey through the animal kingdom with Tom and Julie. I've got some listener submitted clips queued up featuring some of the weirdest and wildest animals out there. Not dogs or cats, though. No dogs or cats today.
Yes.
This is more of a David Attenborough style animal episode. But I can go ahead and say that we do have a cat centric episode coming up in a couple weeks. So stay tuned for that. But today it's the animal kingdom. Besides dogs and cats.
Tom, what are some of your favorite non-dog animals? Non-dog, non-cat.
Non-dog, non-cat. I like, is a sea lion an animal, right?
It sure is.
That's a warm-blooded animal. I like sea lions and what's the other one? That's like a sea lion is a
seal?
A seal, yeah. I like seals. I like sea lions. I like porpoises. Those are my water friends. I like bears and gorillas. Ooh, somebody's getting
Brett,
a call.
Who's calling?
Brett. You? I heard Brett's Brett. Little fun ringer, and Brett's Brett. Got a fun. That's a fun ringtone,
who's
Brett.
Calling Brett. Boop, you got the funny ringer. Brett, pick up the phone if you can. I'd like to talk to you right now. I got a couple things to say to you.
It's not my phone and it's in the other room.
Brett, hey, it's Jerry from T-Public. Just wanted
hey,
to
man.
Call
no, it's, hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man, it's hey, Jerry. Man. Haven't heard from you in a while. Want to make sure everything's cool. Not a whole lot of Double Threat new designs. Wonder if maybe you guys could lean into that a little more, get some more shirts going.
Hey, man, this is just a courtesy call.
A courtesy call from
every
Jerry.
Every once in a while, I get a call from my dermatologist where it's like they're like, "This is just a courtesy call." I'm like, "I don't need more Botox, Carol."
Yeah, what's the courtesy going on here that you'd like some more of my money?
That's like, pretty much, they're like, hi, remember when you paid money
yeah.
for your face to look a particular way when you could still leave the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
We'd like more of that money.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the courtesy of letting me know.
We just want to let you know we're here to take more of that money if you if you so decide. And thanks. We just wanted to remind you that. That's the courtesy
courteous.
We're paying. Yeah. What
how
a,
courteous.
That was so courteous of you guys to let me know that you're still willing to take my money.
What were you going to say about Jerry, Brett?
You know, you saying that, right? It has been a while. It reminded me it has been a while that we've talked. And I got to check in with Jerry. I it rang a bell when you were like, I know you're doing a bit, but I was like, you know what? It has been a little while. I wonder what Jerry's up to.
We have new merch coming soon, or
we do. We do. Somebody requested a Rita Wilson gave me COVID T-shirt, which I think is pretty fantastic. So we'll probably roll that out. See how long that lasts.
And that episode, I just gotta say, the Nancy Myers talk show episode,
all timer.
That's a classic,
all timer.
That was one. Ms. Julie Klausner.
Oh, well.
Was in the zone like I've never seen.
It was in the bottle.
No, you.
That's the thing. I think our best shows are when, like, I eat a lot of candy, or like,
or just we're both drinking. Yeah,
it's just pretty much it. Just fill me up with sugar, and then Brett does an edit, which is very generous. That's a courtesy.
It's just picking between. It's an embarrassment of riches editing the show.
Please. You know, well, Brett did a beautiful supercut of every time Tom threatened the camera with a knife.
Yes.
That's not a knife. And then I let it sit there like a threat.
Yeah, that was a fun one. And it's out there for everybody to check. And we'll do other, We can do other merch from that episode or
for sure.
Brett, I know one you probably want to do. You probably want to do the turn it off thing. What if you did? What if you did turn it off? But who do you want to zing on it?
iHeartRadio. Yeah. He's going to say iHeartRadio.
What if it's George C. Scott from Hardcore sitting there and he's saying, turn it off. And then you have the logos for all the other networks, all the other
podcast networks
projected on a screen as if he's seeing that on a movie screen. iHeartRadio, Earwolf.
Well, maybe that could be the meme is like the way that it's like, you know, Drake who doesn't like something, but then he does like something.
Yeah.
So if the first part is George C. Scott saying, turn it off. And then the second thing is like what he's watching, like a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. That moves into meme territory because right now it's just a GIF. But what you describe feels like a meme. I like mm-hmm. this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Becomes more interactive.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's Brett, it.
You got a clear path.
Want to tell Jerry about it? Dear Jerry, I decided the difference between a GIF and a meme. I won't tell you now.
Brett.
I'll tell you later. What?
Oh, open up new message, please.
Sure. You got it. I mean, this is like Borat 2. You know, at this point, we're in a character
dilemma.
You mean
amazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean Golden Globe winning, outstanding, best comedy of like probably the last like at least decade or two, not to mention this fucking year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But that's so this text, this email is going to it'll be our Borat, too. So let's start off. How should we start this off, Julie?
Well, what do we want to say? Is it about the GIF versus the meme? Or do we want to just have him write a song about Jerry and like just write like to the tune of Hooray for Hollywood?
What if you name the subject line Milk was a bad choice?
He's going to know. He's going to know. This is not real.
Mm-hmm. It's none of our business what he knows and doesn't know.
Yeah.
We're not here to put ourselves in Jerry's tea public sweats here. Shoes.
Do
they make shoes? They should.
They should make shoes.
Oh, dear Jerry. Number one, why don't you make shoes?
Yeah.
And then just say, love, Brett.
That's it. There you go.
There's no list.
Then how about this? Change the subject line. Please change the subject line. Three questions.
All right. This.
There you go.
This might work. All right. I like this.
Why don't you make sure and then just sign it. Love, Brett. Your friend. Your friend. Yeah. Your friend.
Your friend, Brett.
Brett.
There you go.
This is good. This is good.
That's perfect. That's the perfect.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right.
Off she goes. Send Moses down the Nile.
There
Send. There it is.
Hasta la vista, baby.
There it goes.
Hasta la vista.
And the best thing is we're recording this episode early, so Jerry's got a week to sit on that one.
At least. Maybe more.
A week plus. Yeah.
A week plus.
This episode's going to start with one of them disclaimers from Brett. It's like, hey, everybody, it's Brett. Just a couple updates from since this happened.
We've been sued by Rita Wilson.
Rita Wilson is not going to sue us.
No.
You think she will?
No, I could actually see Rita like getting one of these shirts and doing a fun, like, jokey. I feel like Rita would want to be in on the joke.
Don't push it that way either. So it's one thing that we don't get sued by her, but it's a huge. Like
she'll love it. She'll love it. She'll wear one. She'll buy one full price.
She'll buy one full price. Brett, there's a lot of space between she's suing us and she's buying the shirt.
She wants to be in on the joke. There's a lot of things I can say Rita Wilson wants.
Yeah. And I don't know if a shirt that says Rita Wilson gave me COVID is one of the things she's in the market for right now. Well, Julie, we got an exciting show today.
I agree.
Today we do a little bit of going to nature. me and you.
Yep. Au naturel.
It's me, you, and the animules.
So I asked you who some of your favorite non-cat and dog animals
are. And who are some of your favorite, like gorillas and bears and sea porpoises
and sea lions. And seals.
How about you? What are some of your non-dog and cat favorite animals?
I like flabby gray. I like manatees. I like hippos. I like walruses. Mm-hmm. I love bears. When a bear walks on his hind legs, I think it is, as long as he's not walking toward me. But even then, I'd be like, look, at least I'm going to die making a bear happy.
Yeah. I like all of those you named.
I like a capybara. They're the ones with those big square heads.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brett, what about you? What's an animal you like?
Well, you know, I was thinking, I'm such a big fan of all animals. There's really not any that I was going to say, I like animals so much, it's easier for me to say the ones I don't like and kind of proceed that way.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah, because I just, you know, anytime I see an animal, I'm just transfixed. I love the animal kingdom and wildlife and all that. But I remember watching a special on the macaque, the Japanese snow monkeys. Do you know about these absolute classist pieces of shit that live up in the mountains?
Wow.
Ones who hang out in the hot tub?
Yes,
don't let like other monkeys in?
I mean, look, it's literally just an imitation of human society in many ways, but it's heartbreaking to see in the animal kingdom because they, obviously there's always hierarchies in animal species, but the macaque take it to a very extreme, snobby, cruel level where there are these hot springs up in the mountains, the Arctic mountains of Japan, where the macaque live, but only a very select few of the macaque are allowed in the hot tub in the hot springs, and then they just sit in there, and the look on their faces is so smug and so superior, and then they will, if you're not in the like royal family, the inner circle of the macaque, they will kick you, they will violently kick you out of the hot tub. You're not allowed in the hot tub. You have to sit and freeze your ass off on the edge of the hot tub, but you're not allowed in. It is you watch this special about the macaque, and it is just, it will enrage you, the elitism. Condescension and the elitism going on in this animal species.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Brett hates macaques.
I mean, I like the, you know, I'm rooting for like a macaque revolution, I should say. I hate the like upper class macaques is what I'm saying.
You're gonna arm the 99%, the macaque 99%.
If I could, I would, to be honest.
I do feel like it is like Jack Nicholson's hot tub or something, but it's their version of it. Are there animals that you don't like?
I like goats a lot, but I still get spooked by their eyes.
What would you do if you were like at a petting zoo and you're like, oh, this goat's so cute, he's eating from my hand, and then he makes eye contact with you and he just like winks really slowly.
Like sideways though? Wink.
Or he does, no, he, this is what he does. He does that thing where like, you know those dolls where you like put them up and they close their eyes?
Sure.
And it's like, he closes his eyes and then he like opens one and opens the other.
I would say, Mr. Goat, I'm not loving that part of you. I love every other part of you though. Keep chowing away. Keep slobbering around in my hand. And you get that wet hand, you go to a petting zoo.
That means that you're in it.
Yeah.
You go to a petting zoo, you don't have a wet hand. You didn't go to the you may as well have stayed home.
Yeah, it's kind of like the 60s. It's like, "Hey man, if you remember the 60s, you weren't there."
You get your hand wet, man.
Hey, man, you go to the petting zoo, get your hand. If you were at the petting zoo and your hand didn't get wet, you weren't there, man.
I like all animals besides insects.
Yeah, I don't like insects so much.
And some of those like deep under the sea things.
Mm-hmm. You mean fish? Or like specific ones, like monster ones.
Yeah, the ones look like monsters.
Yeah. I'm not nuts about that Earth still has all these monsters on it. In the ocean and whatnot.
The ocean is basically Monsters, Inc.
It really is. It's Monsters, Sink.
I'm going to say that.
No, I don't like. But then sometimes I look and I see the things that humans do and I say, who's the monster now?
Uh-huh.
And I say, man, it's still the monsters in the ocean.
The one with teeth on its eyes.
Yeah, the one with teeth on its eyes that looked at me and opened up 100 eyes and then bit me sideways. That's still the monster.
And we'll be right back after the break with Tom and Julie's journey through the animal kingdom. So don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
So what have we got, Brett? We're gonna talk about some animules.
Yeah, this is really exciting. We got a whole bunch of clips from all across the animal kingdom. Animals, a bunch of weird, wild animals doing weird, wild stuff. Some of these will be very familiar to you. Some of these might not be familiar. So we got a lot of great clips. I know, man, I'm sorry. That is just...
Oh, hey, Brett, it's Jerry. I just got your email. I'm not sure. Is this one of your...
You may have sent it to...
Is this a double threat thing, or are you seriously wondering if we sell shoes? And what were the other two questions?
I don't know why I'm calling you instead of emailing you back. I will say, if Jerry did do that, I would give... If Jerry started calling Brett every time Brett emailed Jerry, I'd suspect that Jerry had a Tom and Julie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I would think like, oh, it's... Yeah, there it is. It's just a mirror image. It's like on Seinfeld when Elaine met the other Jerry, George, and Kramer. Remember that?
Mm. No.
I got some real fantastic animal clips for you. Some of these were compiled by our own Julie Klausner. Some were submitted by listeners.
Oh,
and I'm going to kick you off. Tom, you said you're a big fan of seals, big seal fan. Well, I got two great seal clips for you to get this kicked off here.
Okay.
Our journey through the animal kingdom on Double Threat.
Seals.
So what we're going to do here is we go through these clips. Tom and Julie are going to evaluate these animals. They're going to give them a rating based on what they think. They're going to perhaps name the animal, give them a name, cast them, play them in a movie.
Yeah.
We're just going to go through these animals. Yeah, exactly.
We're
and some of them, again, some of them will be very familiar, like our first one here, the seal. But let's really think about what is a seal? What do they do? And here's some clips of that get you right in the middle of being a seal.
Seals.
Let's see this. This is called a seal emerges from a hole in the ice to breathe and then sinks back down.
Okay.
That's not real, is it?
That's 100% real.
Someone put that audio. That's not real audio.
That seal went.
I think that's real. Let's listen one more time.
I hope it's not. I hope you just joined the chili club now with me. Two fools fooled by the internet.
That's real.
I don't get it. I don't know how that could be. I think I like seals a little less after that.
That seal's name is Lenny.
Sure.
I would fix him by giving him bigger ears. I know that seals don't have ears and sea lions do.
Yeah. I'd fix and this seal. Would, go ahead, you go.
Oh, and I would cast him with, what's his name? What's his name from Sopranos? Joey Pants? Yeah.
I would give this, I would say this seal, his name is Pugsley. And
this is our stupidest episode.
I give that seal, I'd punch up that seal by giving him a beetle wig. I think like a mop top on top of that seal would be cute. If he poked out with a mop top on, you'd be like, oh my God, did you see the seal with the beetle hair?
How do you do?
Peace and love. I will no longer be eating fish. Do not send fish to me with peace and love. After October 15th, I will no longer be eating fish.
Then October 15th comes and goes, and he's still. November 15th, let's say.
Peace and love on October 15th. President Trump will be reappointed president. I would say this seal could be voiced by Ray Romano based on that sound he actually made.
And this clip was from at R Hadaway on Twitter. So if you pulled a fast one on me, R Hadaway, shame on you. But I do think this is a real clip of a seal. And we'll see that as a reoccurring theme. A lot of animals don't sound the way you think they're going to sound. They get pigeonholed with one sound.
Did you get that clip of those tortoises fucking?
Absolutely. I got that one queued up and ready to go.
Tom, have you ever seen tortoises make love?
No, I haven't.
Can we just hear the sound that
Let's just go to that one next. And I actually, Julie, I got a follow-up. Someone sent another video of a tortoise having sex, the aftermath. So we got two tortoise sex videos. Before we get there, I got one more seal video for you. This one, and all of these, if you look in the show notes, I'll put links to all these clips. Just click on that link and you can watch along with us. This one is from Zach Kutzer on Twitter. And this one is called Seal Farts After Looking Directly at Me. Seal Farts After Looking Directly at Me. Here we go.
All right, that's pretty good. I will say that video was the most as advertised video name that has ever existed.
37 million views, and I'm still going to say it's not enough.
God bless.
It's a seal.
I love how they...
He's kind of squonking his way up on the sand there, kind of going...
Squonking?
Yeah. And then
he's literally waiting to evolve into a dog. He's like, you can see he's like frustrated. He's like, when are my paws coming in?
Yeah.
Wiggles onto the sand. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
He's literally as fat as can be.
Stops.
That's amazing.
I like that the water like mark on him looks like he's wearing pants.
It makes it does make it look like he's wearing a little pant line. Like he's wearing like yoga pants.
Oh, he's so cute. They're very form fitting. He's perfect. All right, so I'm going to say John C. Reilly. His name is Norm, and I have no notes.
I'm going to name this seal. What was the name of the person that sent the clip to us?
Zach.
I'm going to name Seal Zach after that person that sent the clip. And I'm going to upgrade this seal by giving him a little St. Patty's Day hat.
You're just going to end up putting hats on all of
them. Little green St. Patty's Day hat. And voice-wise, I'd say Kevin James.
Oh my God, so perfect.
Amazing.
He's so perfect. He's so cute. I love him so much.
No, don't you wish you were on that beach? You saw the ceiling, you go over and give him a scratch.
I wish I was him.
Mm-hmm.
I see the life I want in this video.
Cause yeah. Oh no, I agree with you. You know, and everybody's like, I think it might be time to remove from the lexicon anything that has to do with dogs and working can be removed from from just the idea like, work like a dog. Oh boy, that work schedule must be obviously you sleep 15 hours a day. 15 and you grace us for 7 hours of being awake. And during that 7 hours, you demand my undivided attention and I feed you 3 times and take you 2 walks and play with you and then promptly leave you alone when you're ready to go back to sleep. Like then you look irked when you're trying to go back to sleep and I'm bugging you. Boy, that's some work schedule you got there, Fido.
So next up, I got some tortoises having sex. So let's get to that.
Tortoises.
So this first one, I got 2 tortoise sex videos. This first one is from our very own Julie Klausner. And it's just called Tortoises Having Sex.
All you need to do is listen to the guy on the, well, the guy on the top. First of all, look at his face. And just the sounds he makes are just like not what you'd expect. I don't know what you would expect.
Can you describe his face for the listeners? What are we looking at here?
Kind of looks like Don Rickles like laughing at Frank Sinatra.
This is upsetting.
I'm looking at her face now. Keep it down up there.
All I could hope was when I heard that plane that it was going to just crash on this whole scene and end all of our misery. Because the plane's going.
I don't know. Not all of our misery. He seems like he's having a good time. You look at her, though. She looks like she just like, let me read my book.
Yeah, this is unsettling. I know nature is not a Disney movie, but sometimes it could be more like a Disney movie. Occasionally, it wouldn't be bad if these animals were scrubbed of their animal ways every once in a while.
Can we see the other one?
Sure, yeah. I haven't watched this one yet, but the title is pretty good. Okay. It's called Explorer Interrupts Mating Tortoises and Slowest Chase Ever Ensues.
Can hear a call over here, sort of like, ooh, ooh, kind of pushing, blowing kind of sound. Very intriguing sound. And that's downwind from us. So it's
what that guy's voice was going to sound like before.
Yeah.
The second I saw a guy walking through a field.
The backpack and no hat or sunscreen or sunglasses, just like, this is how I'm most comfortable.
Yeah. You hear that sound over in the horizon. Go check that out. It's like, yeah, I know. I knew you were going to be Australian. Sand. Yeah.
He's also perfectly imitating the sound we just heard. So we know what he's head toward now.
Yeah.
To come against the wind.
Mating
courses. How lucky is that? Yes, fantastic.
How lucky is that?
Stop mating now. I'm not sure if that's because we've got a bit close or if they've just finished, but either way, it's a wonderful thing to experience, right? 2 beautiful tortoises mating right under the bush there. It's just, you know, there's nothing else going on. No sound on this island at all. So it was the sound
of watching these tortoises off in the distance.
Walk, you know, 200 yards. He got wind of us.
Oh, this is ridiculous. So tortoise is coming after the guy.
He's charging. Yeah. He's charging the Aussie. He's like,
don't move, don't move.
Don't move. Don't move. He's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Watching me
don't move
fuck
anything.
My wife. I'm not okay. With it, and you
don't move.
Make me mad.
He's moving so slow, and he's getting right next to the guy
saying,
now.
Hey, I think you've interrupted my mating session. And what's just amazing is completely relentless to make sure you're well off his territory, which I thought might be 10 feet. But I've actually been on about a 400-yard circuit round here with this whopping great tortoise determined to take a bit out of my leg.
This tortoise is chasing the guy.
This is what you call dogged tortoise determination. He hasn't seen my finishing sprint
away
yet.
Away from my wife!
You can't blame him. He's in the bushes over there mating on this beautiful private quiet island and I'll pitch up to take a look. So, you know, who can blame
him? Oh my God.
That See, buddy, tortoise I'm got faster so... than you after all.
Yeah, fuck you. At least I got laid today.
Yeah. You weirdo. Peeking out of the bushes watching tortoises get down.
Watching me and my lady friend have a beautiful afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, who's the weirdo?
Yeah. That was great. Okay.
That was amazing.
The Shoebill Stork.
This is the Shoebill Stork. The Shoebill Stork. This came from our very own Julie Klausner submitted this clip of the Shoebill Stork.
And, I don't know what the clip is. I just knew that it was a funny looking animal.
Let's take a look at this guy. The Shoebill Stork.
Okay, let's see.
This amazing-looking bird is the Shoebill Stork, a dinosaur-looking bird with a death stare that will haunt you in your dreams.
Oh my goodness.
I recently came across this bird when browsing through YouTube videos. I'd never seen it before that moment and thought to myself, oh my God, it's a dinosaur bird. The bird earned its name because of its wooden claws. Yeah.
Can you pause it? This guy doesn't know any more about animals than we do.
No, this guy knows a little less about animals than we do, actually.
I saw this bird when I was looking on YouTube, and I thought, that's a silly-looking bird.
The next video is a shoe-billed stork, and it's, oh my, it's like a dinosaur bird.
What are you, seven? It's like the way a little kid would say it. And this dinosaur looks like it's got this dinosaur bird has a beak that looks like it's made out of like a wooden clog, right? Like if you took two clogs and press them together.
Yeah.
But that stare,
really funny.
That stare is, that's a menacing stare.
His eyes are like, it's like a hawk or like an owl when they're like right in front. They're not at either side of the head.
Well, first of all, this bird's name looks like Edgar would be the name.
Uh-huh.
This bird, like an Edgar. And this bird would
like
be
Edgar Rivers. Give him a full name.
Yeah, Edgar Rivers, the late great Edgar Rivers. And he actually looks like Edgar Rivers, this bird. Actually looks like Joan Rivers' husband.
He looks like Edgar Rosenberg, yeah.
This bird would be good as a security guard at a store. Like if suddenly you're just like some kids
put
are like
that,
horsing
put
around.
That back. Or just like if you don't put that back, you're going to have to deal with Edgar.
Yeah. Like maybe you're at a store that has like the candy that you, the grocery store when they have like the open candy that you scoop into the bag.
Uh-huh.
And this bird would just kind of hang out nearby to make sure you don't pop any in your mouth.
Yeah, but that bird would also use its beak to scoop the candy.
Well, maybe you got to get this bird to scoop the candy.
I wouldn't trust that bird or anything you could scoop.
What if you went to one of those candy things and you have to like, it's like self-serve, but then it just says, due to COVID-19 restrictions, you can no longer handle candy. Please ask our Shoebill Stork to fill your candy bag. And you're just like, I guess I want some of the caramels here.
Whoop.
And the bird, the Shoebill Stork, just sticks its beak into the caramels and then dumps it into a little plastic bag.
The like, kid's like, not that many.
How much is this weigh? 3.5 pounds. Those are always the moments when you're like a kid and you're just like, you get a finally get an opportunity to like fill one of those candy bags. Just like, this is $35 worth of candy, you idiot. Like, I'm not paying for all that.
The Shoebill decapitates its prey. After taking the body of its prey into its mouth, it will open its bill just enough for its victim to poke its head out. Then it clamps down with its knife-edge beak and decapitates the thing before swallowing it whole. One all reporter right. Yeah. Wrote, what if, I have no idea.
Look at this, he looks like Anthony Perkins at the end of Psycho. He looks like Hannibal Lecter looking right at the front of the camera.
Oh my God. Looks just like Anthony Perkins.
This bird is so funny.
Yeah. What if the guy's just like, the bird decapitates its prey by doing, oh, that's what I would think it would do. And you realize he's just guessing.
This guy's totally, he doesn't know anything about anything.
It's one of the most lethal weapons imaginable. The bird decapitates its prey and then swallows it down with the thing. I think.
His beefy bill looks like a wooden clog. I could have told you that.
Yeah.
I did. You did.
We were saying it. We were saying clog. Straight up clog. And I will say that hearing that stuff about the decapitating stuff, this bird is a better fit for a candy shop than I ever thought. Because now people be just like, that's too much candy. Oh, I'm not telling him it's too much candy. You go tell him. You go tell him to put some of the candy back. Oh, let's just pay for it, okay? We just be careful next time we come in.
And then you look over and you see this staring back at you.
Yeah. And the best part is, the reason this bird would be amazing at candy shop, it likes young alligators and turtles. They didn't say nothing about gummies, caramels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he'll spit those right out intact. Yeah.
Fireballs. If they were saying, this bird likes Sour Patch Kids and gummy worms, you'd be like, well, I guess this bird can't work at the candy store then. This bird hates someone's gummy worms.
Someone's going around the mall trying to sell this bird. And he's like, and the guy at the candy store is like, well, what does he eat? And the person selling the bird's like, not candy.
Okay. What if you're in the mall and you're walking through and then you see like those kiosks in the middle and there's the one with like old timey candy jars and things. And then you just see that bird sitting on a little stool.
Or it's like, make a necklace. This bird is there with like beads and it's like, what's your name?
Yeah. Birds there with cell phone cases, all the kiosks in the mall are run by these birds. One
bird. It's like a Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, get your name written on a stocking.
Okay, to hang cool. By and then the chimney. You go up to the register and this is behind the register.
Yeah. Ooh, oh. Just staring at you and you're like, oh, fine. I'll pay double. Just don't peck it.
I'll pay triple.
I'll pay triple. Just don't peck me with those clogs.
I don't need it. I'll pay you anyway, but I won't take it.
You keep the merchandise. I'm just going to pay you $100 and just get.
Here's my social security number.
Now this bird, Edgar, as we named him.
Edgar kicks Edgar. Butt.
Yeah.
Capybara.
Next up, we got the you mentioned this animal before, Julie. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. The capybara.
I love these guys.
They're amazing. One of what they're really known for is that other animals love them. They are like they're the most popular animal in the animal kingdom. Other animals flock to them, love hanging out with them, love climbing all over them. And I guess this video is going to tell us why. This video is called "Why Do Animals Like Capybaras So Much?"
A recent question about capybaras that has come up on the internet.
Capybaras.
Capybaras seem to be able to make friends with any other living creature, and people aren't quite sure why. Regardless of what the real cause of this friendship making
is, jingle bells.
That's the dumbest choice I've ever heard. Unless this account is Christmas animals.
There's no reason. So, what was the music you were thinking of for the final?
Oh, like jingle bells. Figured I'd. What are we thinking with this copybara? Well, I got jingle bells. I figured we'd lay underneath it.
Why? But it's coming out in April.
Yeah, no, but Jingle Bells is a good song. Well, you don't think Jingle Bells is a good song? Well, I don't know what your deal is. I listen to Christmas music all year long. Like the one that's maniac who listens to Christmas music all year long. What? You can't listen to Jingle Bells in April? I don't know what the big deal is.
This documentary I made about why animals like capybaras a lot is okay. Really a Christmas movie. What's your favorite Christmas movie? Oh, I should post that. My favorite Christmas movie is this.
Why do animals like capybaras so much?
Oh, or people are like, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I'd be like, why do animals like capybaras so much as a Christmas movie?
Yeah. Oh, my. That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a capybara sleeping and there's four or five ducks hanging out on top of him, and he's using a turtle as a pillow.
He's got a turtle as a pillow and as a little rump warmer.
Yeah,
he's bookended by turtles.
Yeah,
ability is the capybara's range of friends is really impressive. Let's take a look.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
He's just snoozing through this incredible meeting, and the ducks are using his sleeping body as a couch. And here is a capybara lovingly nuzzling someone's pet cat.
Will you look at that?
That's amazing.
Adorable.
That's cute.
But capybaras need love too. So here's a rabbit passing on some snuggles.
Oh.
Even monkeys love these guys.
These monkeys are climbing on him like he's on a statue.
But play with them,
too. Look at this cat hanging out.
I'm not sure if these are the same turtles as the first picture, but they've surrounded the capybara in a circle of friendship and love. Ring of fire, anyone? Don't leave out puppies.
Can you pause it, please? Who are these narrators?
Ring of fire, anyone?
Did they get them off the street?
Yeah.
Hey, so we're going to show you some pictures, and you just say whatever comes into your mind, and then we'll add Christmas music later.
Yeah. Ring of fire, anyone? What's that mean?
No.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure if these are the same turtles as we saw before.
Yeah. All the animals love the capybara. Look at this monkey hanging out with one. And here's a kitty cat. And here's a puppy dog.
Now, I'm also, what kind of narrator brings himself into it where he's like, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, my wife will tell you that we don't have room for a second cat.
This is what we like in my house. Capybaras and Christmas music. Puppy dogs, kitty cats.
Ring of fire, anyone?
Ring of fire, anyone?
Dancing birds of paradise.
Ooh, how about the dancing birds of paradise? This is from Julie as well. I remember these guys. I like this one. The dancing birds of paradise.
I do not want credit for these clips. I simply Googled unusual animals and sent you whatever link showed up.
There was a hell of a catalog of clips you sent me.
But I think it's one of those things where they have these elaborate mating rituals.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, this is pretty. This is pretty
wild.
This
idiot like sets the stage. Doesn't he like get berries and like make a little like.
In the tropical forests of New Guinea, one male is dedicated to making an unforgettable first impression. The six-plumed bird of paradise is cleaning his display ground. He obsessively tidies every fallen leaf. His stage must be meticulously tidy for what will be incredible performance.
This bird is actually throwing leaves around, clearing out the spot. Very impressive.
Yeah. Yes, he's a man on a mission. He wants some pussy.
A few attractive berries to help decorate the floor.
Oh!
Wow.
He's regurgitating them.
Scene design, set design.
His final touch is hardly ever seen. Might he think he's found a bit of old snake skin? Some scientists believe he's trying to add the scent of a snake to ward off predators. For others, it's a cleaning cloth, and he's polishing a perch for a female.
So he's getting his little love shack ready here.
Mm-hmm.
So he can smooch another bird.
Mm-hmm. He's cleaning up his bachelor pad.
Well, good for him.
Later,
he uses a bigger bit of rag and does the same.
He's literally buffing this branch.
Healthy and well-fed males can afford the time and effort for the most meticulous preparation. And in theory, they're the ones with better genes to pass on.
So he's rich.
He'll have a highly critical audience. So it's time to rehearse the main act.
Do you think he's gonna?
Yes!
Oh my goodness!
Here we go! To the left, to the right.
He just opened his wings. Right. He's dancing around.
And now he's doing this amazing, and he's shaking his head to the left, to the right.
And nobody has showed up yet. So this is a pure rehearsal. This is pure rehearsal.
Look, no.
I don't. You think, or is he trying to see if the ladies are gonna notice him? Shut up. Dance.
No, this bird's dancing around like a little bit like Ed Grimley.
Da, 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 da. Hey, everybody, wanna have sex with me? I'll treat you really nice. I wish it was on ice.
I wish it didn't have that music though. This. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Why didn't they put Firestarter by Prodigy underneath it?
I'm your Firestarter. His
dance steps. Should we see that again with Firestarter? He's
ready. Yes, please.
Oh, you're right. You're right. He was just rehearsing. It's like when you're smooching your pillow. He spots
a female. And once again, I've linked to all of these clips in the show notes so that you can watch along with us there. Just click on those links. And make sure to follow us at Double Threat Pod on Twitter and Instagram, where I will post whatever this turns out to be.
Here we go.
He's like, give me 8 measures. What's up?
All right, this is amazing. That was pretty impressive. Watching a bird dance around to Firestarter.
Chipmunks. This next clip is our good friends, the Chipmunks. Everybody loves a chipmunk. And this guy loves them more than most people because he's best friends with 14 wild chipmunks.
Years ago, I bought the bird feeder. That was the first time I saw my first chipmunk, which I named Stinky.
All right.
I just
this video is more about the guy than it is about the chipmunks.
Little animal.
Why would you find Stinky?
I literally spent 4 to 5 hours every day with her. She would stare at me with a feeling of love that I had through me, and it just melted my heart. And she's what really just got me started in chipmunks. And now
Stinky. I'm still Hold on. I'm still mad this guy, first he finally meets a chipmunk, stares at it in love with it for 5 hours a day. Stinky. You know, change that name. Boy, you really love that chipmunk, Stinky. You creep, you bully.
I also take objection at this point to like the titles of these things. Guy's best friends with 14 wild chipmunks. We don't know if the chipmunks thinks they friends.
Yeah, no,
best friends.
Hard sustained eye contact is never a sign of love in the animal kingdom. That's usually a sign of they are sizing you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this guy a threat? Can I eat this guy?
Yeah. Can I fit this guy in my mouth?
Yeah, they're trying to figure if 14 of us attack this guy, we can take him down.
Is this guy a nut?
I'll chomp his ankle and sever the nerve and his leg will collapse. Then we'll get him on the ground. Then we just go to town and eat him. Then we bring a capybara in. They'll think it's his friend and they'll get the one mean capybara.
Marisha, can you take this big nut? No? No, you don't want that?
My daily routine is I walk around.
Guy actually sounded like guy actually sounded like one of like the new Bugs Bunnies, like that, like don't get the voice right at all. Hey, you got the, like when he's like, yeah, doc. And it's like,
Can you fit that nut in your mouth, Doc?
Yeah.
Can you handle that nut?
I don't want to hear this guy say, can you fit that nut in your mouth? Bad precedent.
Make sure there are no sneaky hawk owls waiting there. And after I walk the property, I usually start with my first chipmunk, Squishy.
Squishy! Hi, Squishy! That's a good Squishy.
Who lives away from all the other chipmunks, and I feed her.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. These chipmunks are literally shoving everything in there.
And then I keep moving. Squishy. So since I have 14 chipmunks I'm feeding, I never stay with one chipmunk too long. They know their name, which I find absolutely amazing. It just shows they're smarter than
people
think.
You got nuts in your hand. That's what they're responding to.
Yeah.
There's Dinky, Stinky, and Squishy so far.
Yeah.
It is pretty great how many nuts they can stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It reminds me of me when I was at the buffet, when I go to the pizza buffet at Cece's Pizza. Uh-huh. That's what I look like.
Well, shape-wise, proportion, like think about like if I took like a carton of a dozen eggs and I fit it like horizontally in my cheek. And then I just kept stuffing eggs like in front of them.
Yeah. Basically to where your head is shaped like a plus sign. It just goes. It's like these chipmunks are pretty impressive. This guy. Look, Squishy's not a bad name for a chipmunk. I will admit Squishy's okay. It's very close to Stinky though, which I do not like.
Baby Bob, Mr. SpongeBob.
When you see the chipmunk as much as I have,
and you know these chipmunks. You know these chipmunks are talking after this guy splits. They're just like guy with the nuts is. He's okay. I wish he would stop doing that voice though. Just like, or like, hey, the guy with the nuts, right? It's pretty cool when he comes by. Like, oh yeah, no, it's cool. I appreciate it so much. All the nuts are very easy. We don't have to go forage for them. Like, does that voice bug you that he does? It's like, oh my God.
It's like when if they're ordering an Uber, they check no conversation.
Yeah, they would. They would check no conversation. It's like when you're talking to a friend and you're figuring out whether the person you have in common, if you could start trashing them to the other person, you're like, hey, what about Jeffrey? Yeah, it's like, oh, he's good. It's like, yeah, no, he's we're good, great. We're great. Yeah, we're great friends. Yeah.
No, we like the nuts. Nuts every morning. Yeah.
Hey,
like
does it ever?
You know, you hear him coming. You hear that, you know, you hear his distinctive voice.
And that voice is sure is something else. Like you throw it out in a way like that's so vague where it's just like, and that voice, sure, he sure likes doing that a lot. It's something else.
Yeah, and then like, it's like, all right, we're talking about the voice. Who's going to be the first one to say that?
To actually go on record with a negative take on where you're just like,
yeah,
sometimes it's a bit much.
So the two chipmunks are like, yeah, it certainly is. You know, he certainly does that. And then the third chipmunk comes in. It's like, I want to bite his throat out.
Oh, me too. Oh my God. We're all on the same page here.
Oh yeah.
I could picture Brett turning into like a little chipmunk kind of guy. Like maybe not chipmunks. What would you feed like this, Brett? Like opossums. A non-cat.
Yeah, I would say any like opossums or like forest creatures. I'm always like would be interested in kind of being this sort of person for. This is a little tougher. We have a couple red-tailed hawks that fly around outside our house here that I've just been watching them for a while. I would love to.
You've been watching them like they're hawks.
Yeah, you watch it. I'm watching you.
I'm watching you like they're hawks.
You know what I'm going to, you know what Julie and I are going to buy you, Brett? A suit made of seed.
Oh God. Yes.
And you just wear a suit made of bird seed.
Don't do it.
And then I want you to go to, what's the park in Los Angeles with the swan boats?
Oh, Echo Park.
I want you to ride in one of those out to the middle of the thing. and then stand up in the middle of the lake in your seed suit, and then suddenly all these birds converge, and then just the only, then like the swan boat, they see just a skeleton out there.
Yeah, it sounds like a Viking funeral or a different version of a Viking funeral. He'll be like, the last you
we're wrapping up. There's one boat left. This one guy didn't bring his boat in, and then they look and there's just like a, your skeleton is in it, picked over by the birds.
Well, if you got, you got to go somehow. That sounds like a, that sounds like an option.
I hate nature. I'm done with nature. I like dogs and I like cats. And sea lions.
You don't
lions.
Think birds are fun? No, no.
What
no,
is that?
No, no, no.
Brett is
no.
showing up these horrifying pictures. He's showing us these horrifying pictures. The
it's a
worst
goblin
of nature.
Shark. No, it's a goblin
Thank
shark.
Thank you, Lily aren't underscore Mastro with a zero on the end.
Aren't all sharks goblin sharks? They're going to be gobbling me up when I'm in the ocean. That's the dumbest thing.
This thing, he looks like he looks like Wally. This one looks like Wally Shawn.
This is the naked bulldog bat.
This is the poster for Rifkin's Festival. Weedy's gonna tweet this. Just new poster for Rifkin's Festival. Sorry, Ronan Farrow.
These tardigrades are pretty interesting. You know about tardigrades?
Are they bugs?
They are the most, you know, people always joke about, you know, cockroaches surviving a nuclear apocalypse, tardigrades are the ultimate. They've actually survived in space, which is mind-boggling. They survive, they can literally survive any situation. Little tardigrades.
Wait, can we look at those hippos eating watermelons?
Yes, this is called a hippos eating watermelon from at How's Your Face.
Hippos.
I love when hippos eat watermelons. Oh my god. Oh my god. Is that cute?
That is amazing.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Hippos are amazing.
Look at their mouths too. Are wide open like Audrey too.
And they're mean and tough too, hippos.
Oh, they'll kill you. They'll kill you dead.
So the guy's got a watermelon and there's a hippo
chomp
down
it.
In the enclosure.
Chomp it!
Get your hand out of there.
I love hippos. Terrific.
Hippos are like the Gallaghers of the of the wild kingdom. They yes. smash watermelons.
Is Gallagher QAnon?
There's no way Gallagher was not at the Capitol. He's probably still just hiding in the building somewhere. Riding a giant big wheel around. That's how you know Gallagher was storming the Capitol. If you saw a giant big wheel going up the hill. Some cop is like, a guy attacked me with a giant mallet.
Do you think he and Curtis Sliwa go shopping at the same beret store? And whose beret do you think smells worse?
Oh. So now you're talking about Subway sweat.
Yeah.
But I picture Gallagher falling asleep
Gallagher's
with his beret
way
on.
Worse.
Yeah. How much would you need to get paid, Julie, to eat chili out of Gallagher's beret?
Is it vegan chili?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, it's vegan. It's whatever chili you want, but it is served to you like bread bowl style.
I don't have to finish it, right? I could just take a bite off the top.
Gotta eat three good spoonfuls, but
Not
you can
but
avoid the
touch,
edges.
I don't need to touch the sides.
No, you can avoid. If you're smart about it, you'll avoid the edges of it.
$100,000.
That's a they're getting a bargain. That's a you're offering a bargain with that.
Well, times is hard, Tom. You know.
Well, Julie, I have a very exciting opportunity for you.
No.
I have in front of me $100,000.
You're lying.
Brett, what animal in the animal kingdom do you think you could beat up in a fight?
Ooh, that's tough because there's so many that have secret strengths, secret abilities.
Well, a hippo, if a hippo's coming, you're dead. Hippo will
you're absolutely kill you straight. Screwed. You're yeah, there's you're no, you're dead. Well, there's no angle or anything at which you could take on a hippo. It would just,
there's only one
no,
way to, I know the one way to beat a hippo, which would be to just like, I would just do like a Matrix style levitation kick and then rotate 360 in the air above the hippo and then land on its back.
Or exploding watermelon would be another way to take on a hippo.
Exploding, yeah. Well, exploding anything would be a way to take on anything.
Putting a
Brett.
Bomb in a watermelon? That's cheating. That is so cheating.
Yeah, but it also will defeat anything. A bomb.
Why don't you use a grenade?
Yeah, let's use a machine gun. That was one of the smartest and dumbest things I've ever heard at simultaneously. And I'm not sure which one it was, whether an exploding watermelon as a way. That's actually the way to stop Gallagher too. It'd be like, it'd be like that. What Hitchcock movie is it? Where it's like when they hit the one note.
Oh, the Man Who Knew Too Much.
The Man Who Knew Too Much, where it's just like when when the orchestra hits that orchestra one right. note. And it's just like when Gallagher takes that one watermelon, stop. And anyway, I think it might be the end of the double threat.
That was fun.
We took a tour through the wild kingdom. We saw some wildlife.
And we changed the rules as to what we were doing, but it doesn't matter because we're just here to have fun and that's what we do. We are the fun makers.
Yes. We're the Shoebill Stork of the podcast kingdom. And we had a good time and support the show. You buy merchandise. Where do you get merchandise, Brant?
Oh, you go to tpublic.com/stores/double-threat or just click on the link in the show notes. A lot of options over there. There'll be more by the time this episode airs. So a lot of great stuff over there. I actually saw on Instagram this week our erotic fan fiction contest winner Grace received her big merch package and showed off. She got six double threat shirts. She's got a whole double threat wardrobe going on now.
Oh, look at that!
And they all
she's
look
a
great.
Whole wardrobe.
Yeah. So she wears. She can wear double threats.
Yeah, Sunday's laundry day, and
that's exactly it. You take one day to wash all your double threat merch.
And you spend that day completely nude.
I love Double Threat. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week. And send us stuff at doublethreatpod@gmail.com. And tell us, tell your friends about us and tell us about your friends.
Yes, please do. Bye.
Bye.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.